الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأكبران على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه من يوم الدين أما بعد. نعم، قال الإمام السعدي:
صبر النفوس على
صبر النفوس
على المكاره كلها شوقا إلى ما فيه من إحسان. The soul patiently enduring all that is disdainful, desirous of what it entails of divine benevolence.
Where's the thing today? Oh, he was reading it yesterday. I didn't see you, sir.
نَزَالُ بِمَنَادِلَةِ الرِّضَى.
No. Read the English, read the explanation.
Yeah. And the explanation is okay. Patience represents sabr, is restraining the soul from what it finds disdainful. When doing so, entails the pleasure of the most merciful. Patient perseverance is of three types: patiently persevering in the obedience of Allah so that it may be fulfilled, patiently persevering against disobedience so that it may be abandoned, and patiently persevering with regard to the hardships that Allah decrees, not showing any impertinence towards it. When the soul feels lazy about obeying Allah, one exhorts and enjoins it to do so, as well as encouraging it by the reminders of the rewards entailed. When the soul is strong in inviting towards the disobedience to Allah, one restrains and warns it from doing so and reminds it about the punishment of for disobedience. Patient perseverance is indeed is needed in all affairs.
Ma'am, طيب يا عيسى, your share is Tahawiyya. I didn't see Tahim, so we must give the turn to Tahim for him to continue what he was doing before. طيب جزاك الله خير. Anyway, يعني to cover the gap when I didn't see Tahim. صبر النفوس على المكاره كلها. هذا الصبر, this patience, is obligatory. قلنا الصبر يا أخوان ثلاثة أقسام. Patience is three of the three categories. صبر على طاعة الله, صبر على طاعة الله, patience while performing the obedience of Allah. وهذا يحتاج إليه المؤمن, لأن الطاعة فيها مشقة, أن الطاعة فيها نوع مشقة. And this type of patience is needed for the believer, as the believer will need it as the worship has some type of difficulty. لكن المؤمن يجد هذه المشقة, يجد في هذه المشقة لذة نفسه. But the believer finds in this difficulty the joy of his soul, وراحة نفسه, and the convenience of his soul, of himself. لكنها حقيقة مشقة. But in reality it is a difficulty. لما تترك البيت والأهل والجراش وتأتي إلى المسجد, هذه مشقة تؤجر عليها لصبرك. When you leave your house, your wife, your bed, and come to the masjid to pray, this is a difficulty. but you are rewarded highly for it. لذلك يقول الله عز وجل واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. الله تعالى said in this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ seek Allah's help with patience, with patient perseverance and prayer. It is indeed hard. Prayers indeed are except to those who bring a lowly spirit. Illa al khashi'in, those who are abu al khushu'. Khushu'in, al khushu'in ma'naahu taqwa, wal khawf min Allah. Khushu'in means taqwa, feeling Allah. Kadhalik al khawf. As well as fasting فيه مشقة لكن يقدر المسلم عليها. It has difficulty but the Muslim is highly rewarded for it. سورة البقرة the beginning of سورة البقرة آية 45. وكذلك الحج في مشقة ملحوظة. Likewise حج there is a clear difficulty on it لكن يؤجر المرء عليه. But the person is highly rewarded for it. وهكذا سائر العبادات. Likewise all the worships كل الطاعات, all the worships, obedience, all obediences has difficulties, but there is a great reward behind that difficulty. That وصبر الثاني من نوع الصبر, the second category of صبر, patience, صبر عن معاصي الله, صبر عن معاصي الله. Patience in refraining away from the disobedience of Allah or sins. وترك المعاصي فيه نوع مشقة. And abandoning the disobedience and sins has some difficulty. من أين تأتي المشقة في الترك؟ From where difficulty comes in abandoning or avoiding, لأننا نعلم أن المشقة تأتي من الفعل. Because we know that difficulty comes from doing the actions. لكن ترك هذه الأعمال التي هي المعاصي كيف تأتي يعني فيها مشقة؟ في الترك كيف يكون في ترك المعاصي مشقة؟ But in regard to avoid the sins, what type of difficulties can be found? خذ مثلا, give this example. أنتم هنا تعيشون في هذه البلدة. You guys live in this city, this town, this country. حيث فتنة النساء أكثر ظهورا عندكم من الشمس. The fitna of the women is more clear here than the sun. فأنتم ترون الشمس أياما في السنة معدودة. You see the sun in this country in counted days. لكنكم ترون النساء كما تتنفسون الهواء. But you see women like you breathe the air. فهنا مقاومة هذه الشهوة وغض البصر هذا صبر عظيم. And here, resistance, the desire to women, and lowering the gaze, that is a great patience. A difficult thing, أمر صعب, لا يستطاع إلا بالصبر العظيم. A difficult thing which cannot be obtained except by a difficult, a great patience. واضح يا اخوان؟ مفهوم؟ وهكذا الخمر في هذه البلاد اكثر مبيعا من الماء واكثر انتشارا. And likewise the khamr, it's most be sold than water, more be sold than water, and it is spread all around the country. فحبسكم أنفسكم عن تعاطي الخمر مع إمكانية تناوله يعني الوصول إليه فإن هذا دليل على صبر عظيم تؤجرون عليه. وهذا لا يستطاع إلا بالصبر. And holding yourself from going to this available khamr everywhere is something difficult that requires great amount of patience, which Allah Ta'ala rewards you highly for. امتلاك البيوت في بلادكم صعب والربا في ذلك سهل ميسر. Owning a house in your country is extremely difficult. And owning a house through riba is so easy. فامتناعكم عن امتلاك البيت بالحرام بالربا أمر شاق عظيم. So you're referring from owning a house from riba, this is a great, this is a major difficulty that only be obtained by high level of patience, which Allah Ta'ala rewards you for. إذن حتى المعاصي تحتاج إلى الصبر في عدم تعاطيها. So even the sins needs and requires essentially patience so that you don't go to them, you don't fulfill them and trust them. فهذان نوعان من أنواع الصبر. These are two types of sabr. صبر على طاعة الله وصبر على وصبر عن معصية الله. One time, patience and fulfilling the obedience. And the other, patience on refraining away from the disobedience. وأما الصبر الثالث, as for the time, the third time of صبر, فهو صبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة. That is the صبر, patience, which you need to have in facing the destiny of Allah, which falls on you from what you don't like or from what harms you. على أقدار الله, على أقدار الله المؤلمة. فأنت تصاب بالمصائب, you suffer of calamities, فتواجه ذلك بالصبر. So you face that with patience. بمعنى example, يؤلمك ورسك, you have a toothache, فتصبر عن معالجته بحرام. So you be patient not to treat it with حرام, not to get rid of the pain with حرام. وتصبر فلا تعترض على الله عز وجل في حكمه. And you be patient and you never object the destiny of Allah. وهكذا يموت صاحبك, يموت أخوك, تموت زوجتك, يموت طفلك. And likewise, your friend passes away, your brother passes away, your wife passes away, your child passes away. فَهَذَا قَدَرٌ مُؤْلِمٌ. This is a painful destiny. تُقَابِلُهُ بِالصَّبْرِ. You face it with patience. فلا تعترض على حكم الله. So you don't object the destiny of Allah. أنت تعمل كثيرا لكسب المال ولكنك دائم الفقر. You work hard to earn money, but you are always poor. وغيرك يعمل قليلا فيجني المال الكثير. And others work little and earn much money. فتصبر, so you be patient, ولا تعترض على أحكام الله. So you be patient and you don't object the destiny of Allah. وهكذا يقول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم. And likewise our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير, إن أمره كله خير. Wondering for the matter of the believer, as his matter, it's all good. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And that is not for no one but for the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ. Whenever a matter of pleasure falls on him, he be grateful to the Lord. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ. And whenever a harmful matter falls on him, he show patience. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. So that would be good for him. رواه مسلم. والله عز وجل قد أمر نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بالصبر. الله عز وجل has commanded his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to be upon patience. فقال تعالى فاصبر صبرا جميلا. And be of good patience. وقال تعالى فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. And be patient as those أولو العزم من الرسل, the messengers of matters, were patient. وهم نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى. And they are نوح, إبراهيم, موسى, and عيسى. وأمر الله نبيه أن يصبر على الطاعة. فقال تعالى وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. And command your family with salah, with prayers, and be patient with it, with prayers. وقال تعالى واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي. And hold yourself on patience with those who call unto the Lord in the morning and in the evening. ثم أخبر الله عز وجل أن الصبر ليس له جزاء محذورا. أن الصبر ليس له جزاء محدودا. That patience has no limited reward. قال تعالى إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Verily the people of patience are given uncounted reward or unlimited reward. ولذلك قال الإمام رحمه الله تعالى, and that's why إمام السعدي رحمه الله تعالى said صبر النفوس على المكاره كلها. Their souls patiently enduring all that is disdainful. وهي الطاعة فعملوها, والمعصية فاجتنبوها, والأقدار فاحتملوها. And these are convenience, so they did it, fulfill it. they disobedience and they avoid it, and the destiny, and they accepted it. ثم قال أن باعثهم إلى ذلك إنما هو الشوق إلى ما في ذلك من إحسان العمل. And then he clarified that the only cause for them to do that is the interest to find the goodness in what they do. لأن الإحسان منك أيها الإنسان مقابل بالإحسان من الملك الديان. And it's because the good doing of yours, O Muslim, is faced with the goodness from Allah Ta'ala. وذلك في رحمة الله عز وجل. And that as in the mercy of Allah عز وجل. As he Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي قال وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ كما في سورة الأعراف في الآية 156. فسأكتبها للذين يتقون. But my mercy extend to all things. That mercy of Allah, as Allah Ta'ala said, I shall ordain for those who do right and practice regular charity. وفي الآية الأخرى كما قال تعالى, and as in the other ayah where Allah Ta'ala said, إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. نعم. قال تعالى في سورة هود في الآية 115, فاصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. هي الله تعالى سألت في سورة هود الآية 115, and be steadfast and patience, for verily Allah will not suffer the reward of the righteous to perish. So Allah Ta'ala clarified to us that He joined in this ayah between sabr and ihsan. sabr and ihsan. The consequence of sabr is ihsan of Allah. عَاقِبَةُ الصَّبْرِ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ الْإِحْسَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. The consequence of sabr of yours, of you as slave, as a slave of Allah, the goodness that comes to you from Allah. فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نَجْتَهِدْ فِي ذَلِكَ. So we need to be active on that and show Allah Ta'ala what pleases Him. Now,
نَبَلُوا بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْرِضَى فَهُمْ بِهَا قَدْ أَصْبَحُوا بِجَنَّةٍ وَأَمَانٍ. They arrive at the station of contentment, ultimately reaching the garden and safety. The station of contentment, Rida, is loftier than that of patience, sabr. A patient is restraining the soul against what it finds disdainful, although an opposing desire still remains within it. Contentment, on the other hand, melts away this opposing desire, causes satisfaction with Allah, and brings about tranquility and an expanse of the breath. It may even cause delight to be experienced in times of hardship, just as others experience delight in times of ease. When the worshipper reaches this station, his life is remedied and his eye experiences coolness. This is why contentment is called a paradise of this world and a repose for the worshippers. Whoever is content with Allah, Allah is content with him. Whoever is content with sinful provision from Allah, Allah is content with sinful actions from him. The reality behind contentment is to receive Allah's religious ordinances. To receive Allah's religious ordinances and his all-embracing decree with an open heart and a cheerful soul, without resentment or indignation.
Now, قال رحمه الله نزلوا بمنزلة الرضا. نزلوا بمنزلة الرضا يعني أنهم أن الحياة منازل. It means that life is levels or ranks. فهم قد بلغوا هذه المنزلة العالية الرضا عن الله بما كتبه عليهم. So it means that they have reached this high level, which is the level of the rida, the acceptance, feeling of pleasure with what Allah Ta'ala has written on them. مِنَ الطَّاعَ فَعَمَلُوهَا رَضِيْنَ وَلَمْ يَكُونُوا فِيهَا مُتَذَمِّرِينَ. As the obedience, they fulfilled it with all pleasure and love, and they never fulfilled the obedience hating it or annoyed by it. انظر إلى سيد الأولين والآخرين. Look to the best of the first and last, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. لما كان في مرضه الذي مات فيه, when he was in the sickness, when he was suffering of the sickness that he died because of, وكان مرضا عظيما, and it was very massive pain and sickness. حتى قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه لما عاده أبا الكلب بن مسعود رضي الله عنه السلام من يفزنه, يا رسول الله إنك لتوعك وعكا عظيما. He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, really you suffer of massive pain. قال نعم. He said, Yes, إني لأوعك وعك الرجلين منكم. Really I suffer of the pain of two men of you. قال أذلك أن لك أجران الأجرين. He said, is it because that Allah Ta'ala doubled the reward for you? قال نعم. He said yes. ثم قال, and then he said, ما من مسلم تصيبه مصيبة الشوكة فما فوقها فيصبر إلا كان له أجر, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. عيسى الله سلم said, yes, and then he said, then there will be no mu'min would suffer of a thorn, a pain of a thorn, or more, except that Allah Ta'ala gives him double reward. Double reward. فالصبر على هذه المكاره هو منزلة الرضا. Patience in regard to these dislikenesses is the level of رضا, وهي منزلة عظيمة عالية, and it is a great level before Allah. قال تعالى رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه قالها في المائدة في الآية 119. وقال في التوبة في الآية 100. وقال في البينة في الآية الثامنة. الله تعالى said this, mentioned this thing in سورة التوبة آية 119, and سورة المائدة 119, and سورة التوبة 100, and سورة البينة آية 8. قال تعالى في المائدة قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم. Allah will say, this is the day on which the truthful will profit from their truth. There's are gardens with rivers flowing beneath. Their eternal home, Allah will please with them, and they with him, with Allah Ta'ala. That is the great celebration, the fulfillment of all desires. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah At-Tawbah in Ayah 100, Allah Ta'ala said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارَ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانٍ رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. The vanguard of Islam, the first of those who forsook their wounds, and of those who gave them aid, and also those who followed them in all good, in all good deeds. Well pleased is Allah with them, as are they with Him. For them had Allah, had He Allah prepared gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme felicity. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Bayyinah, Ayah 8, جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. Allah Ta'ala said, their reward is with Allah. Gardens of eternally beneath which rivers flow, they will dwell therein forever. Allah will please with them, and they with Him. All this for such as fear their Lord and Creator. So all this proves that people of impatience on obedience, people who are of impatience on staying away from the sins, people who are of impatience with whatsoever have a destiny falls on them, these ones Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, and they are pleased with Allah. So to be one of them, just do like them. And then he said, قَدْ أَصْبَحُوا فِي جَنَّةٍ وَأَمَانِ. Ultimately reaching the garden and safety. Which garden and which safety? عاد بن القيم رحمه الله تعالى said, أي جنة وأي أمان؟ يقول الإمام القيم, إن لله في الأرض جنة من لم يدخلها لم يدخل جنة الله في الآخرة. Verily there is a garden, there is a paradise for Allah on this earth. He whosoever does not enter it, he will never be able to enter the Jannah on the day of resurrection. The Jannah in the heavens. What Jannah is here? ما هي الجنة هنا؟ الجنة هنا الطاعة. جنة. The Jannah here is obedience. الجنة هنا الابتعاد عن المعصية. Paradise here is staying away from the sins. الجنة هنا الصبر على المكاره. And Jannah here is patience upon whatsoever have and decide. كما قلنا صبر على الطاعة, صبر عن المعصية, صبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة. Patience with the obedience to fulfill, patience with the disobedience to stay away from, patience with the destiny of Allah Ta'ala that falls on you, and you consider it from the harmfulness.
شكر الذي أولى الخلائق فضله في القلب والأقوال والأركان. For his bounty is creation, they are grateful, with the heart, tongue, and limbs of their body. Gratitude, shukr, is expressed with the heart by acknowledging Allah's favor. Attesting to them, and not considering oneself deserving of them, but instead recognizing that they are purely from the Lord bountiful grace. It is expressed with the tongue by certain love for his favors and proclaiming them. It is expressed with the limits by not being disobedient to Allah, but rather utilizing his favor to obey him. If he is granted any worthy favor, he thanks Allah for it. If something of this world is removed from him, he still thanks Allah. But sometimes the withdrawal of a favor removes the person from a greater evil. If he is granted the ability to do an act of obedience, he sees it as a grace tawfiq from Allah, for which he again thanks him, and Allah paid his due.
Now, قال شكر الإله. شكر الإله شكر الذي شكر الذي أولى الخلائق فضله وهو الإله وهو الله عز وجل. They were grateful to the one who bestowed all these bounties and sustenance to the creation, which they are part of. From شكر الذي أولى الخلائق فضله, لأن هذه النعم يا إخوان هل نستحقها؟ These graces that we have today, do we deserve them? لا لا يا أخي, نحن لا نستحقها, ولكن الله يتفضل بها علينا. We do not deserve them, but Allah Ta'ala blesses us with it. ومهما عبدنا الله فإننا لا نكون مستحقين, لم نأتي بما يقابل نعمة واحدة من هذه النعم. And as much as we worship Allah, we will never be able to be deservers of this grace, is not even one of them. فخذ على سبيل المثال نعمة البصر. Take for example the ni'mah, the grace, the privilege of sighting. لو سلبت منك كم تدفع حتى تعوضها؟ If it is taken from you, how much would you pay to have it again? لو كان لك ملك الأرض لدفعته. If you will own everything on this earth, you may pay it in order to restore your sight. فماذا عملت حتى استحققت هذه النعمة؟ So what did you do so that you deserve this نعمة؟ ثم حدث عن السمع, and then speak about the hearing, والشم, and smelling, والذوق, and taste, ونعمة الشعر, ونعمة الأسنان, ونعمة الأظافر, ونعمة العظام, ونعمة القلب الذي يعمل طوال العمر. And look to this, many different ways of Allah Ta'ala, the eye, the ear, the nose, the mouth, whatsoever. And look to the heart, which works forever and as long as you are alive. What did you do to deserve it? ماذا عملت تستحقها؟ عملتم يا اخوان؟ No, brothers? قال بالقلب والأقوال والأركان. الشكر الحق يا إخوان, the true, the cover, gratitude هو ما يتواطأ عليه ثلاثة أركان في الإنسان. Is what three parts of the body of mankind cooperate to obtain it or to fulfill it. وهي القلب وذلك بالتصديق بالإيمان بالله الخالق الرازق المنعم المتفضل. The heart by the belief in it that Allah is the creator, the sustainer, the provider, the whatsoever. وباعتقاد توحيده في ربوبيته وألوهيته وأسمائه وصفاته. And by having the proper belief in regard to Allah, believe the proper belief in His Lordship, His Godhood, and in His names and attributes. وبالجواب باللسان وذلك بإعلان الشهادة and by the tongue, and that is by declaring the testimony of faith. وباستدامة الذكر and by the consistency of dhikr. وبي الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر and by enjoying the good and forbidding the evil. وبالقول وبالشكر القولي وهو قولك الحمد لله كما قال الله عز وجل في كتابه قال سبحانه فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين. كما في الآية 98 من سورة الحجر, هذه الآية 98 من سورة الحجر. But celebrate the praises of your Lord and be of those who prostrate themselves in adoration, in adoration. وأيضا and also بالأركان تحمد الله بالأركان. وفي الحديث عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما كما في مسند أحمد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوما على المنبر عن الحديث فوضب إمام أحمد المسند on the authority of النعمان بن بشير that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in one day when he was on the minbar من لم يشكر الكثير ومن لم يشكر الناس من لم يشكر الكثير ولم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. Whoever doesn't be grateful to his Lord, whoever does not have the proper gratitude of the massive things that Allah gave him, and he doesn't thank people and be grateful for them for whatever they do of goodness to him, he did not, he was not grateful to his Lord, to Allah. وَالتَّحَدُّثُ بِنِحْمَةِ اللَّهِ شُكْرٌ. And speaking about the grace of Allah is a type of gratefulness. وَتَرْكُهَا كُفْرٌ, يعني كُفْرُ النعمة, يعني ترك التحدث بنعمة الله كفر لها. موجب أو مؤذن بزوالها. And not thanking Allah Ta'ala, not being grateful to Allah Ta'ala for the grace that He gave you, and not speaking to whom ever they need to know about it, then it is a type of denying it. ما معنى هذا؟ What is the meaning of this? يسألك سائل كيف صحتك. Somebody asked you, questioner asked you, how's your health? How are you? كيف حياتك؟ How's your life? فتقول في تعب ومرض وفقر وأنت كارب. You say trouble, poverty, sickness, and you are lying. You are a liar. فإن هذا كفر الله مؤذن في زوالها. And that's a denial of it, and it causes a removal of it. قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله, الإمام الشافعي سيد رحمه الله, إذا كنت في قرية فرعها فإن المعاصي تزيل النعم. If you are able a ni'mah, then take care of it. How? He said, verily disobedience removes this ni'mah. وداوم عليها بشكر الإله. And keep having it by being grateful to your Lord. فإن الإله سريع النقم. As verily Allah, as verily Allah is quick in revenge, is fast in revenge. إذا كنت في نعمة فرعها فإن المعاصي تزيل النعم وداوم عليها, وفي رواية وحافظ عليها بشكر الإله فإن الإله سريع النقم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم والجماعة رحمة والفرقة عذاب. والجماعة رحمة والفرقة عذاب. إذن هذا معنى شكر الجوارح, فتستعملها في طاعة الله. That is the meaning of the gratefulness for the limbs, the body limbs. How? By using them in fulfilling the obedience. and make them to prevent them from preaching the sins.
صاحب التوكل في جميع أمورهم مع بذل جهد في رضا الرحمن. Reliance is their companion in all affairs while striving in the pleasure of the all-merciful. The servant's perfection lies in those two matters, which are reliance, tawakkul, upon Allah, and striving diligently to obey Allah. The servant's perfection is hindered by the loss of any one of them. The reality of reliance entails two matters, dependence upon Allah and trust in Allah. So he depends on his Lord with his heart for procuring what will benefit him in both his religious and worldly affairs. He acknowledges his lack of power and inability, and instead places his trust in Allah in order to acquire that which will benefit him or repel what will harm him. Furthermore, he strives to utilize those causes, asbab, that will lead him to what is sought after.
No. قال رحمه الله تعالى
The details of this is that when he firmly resolves to perform an act of worship, he strives to complete it and beautify it, sparing no effort to do so. He frees himself from depending upon his own self and strength, but instead resorts to and depends upon his Lord in order to allow him to complete the perfect, to complete and perfect the act, having a good expectation of Allah in this and putting his trust in attaining that which he laid his reliance upon Allah for. When he firmly resolves to leave an act of disobedience that he so entranced into, he fulfills those causes that will lead him to leaving that sin, such as considering it and turning his limbs from it. Then after this, he places his trust in Allah, resorts to him in order that he may protect him from it, and has good expectations of Allah with regard to Allah protecting him. If he does this in everything that he does and leaves, then success is the hope for him. If Allah the exalted wills, but as for the person who seeks Allah's aid and relies upon him, but leaves the striving that is a prerequisite for it, then this is not relying. Rather, it is mockery. Such is also the case of one who does not strive, but depends upon his own self and does not rely upon his Lord. He is only believing himself.
I cannot see even the letters, not the numbers.
Thank you. صاحب التوكل. صاحب يعني أنه كان معه الصاحب، ما يفارقهم ولا يفارقون. أمين. ذي تق توكل تزي relate or trust as a companion to them. لا يفارقونه. They never leave it, ولا يفارقه, and it never leaves it. في جميع أمورهم هم متوكلون على الله. They in all their affairs they are trusting Allah. كما قال تعالى في سورة آل عمران في الآية 122 في الآية 122 وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وعلى الله Al-Imran. وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. And in Allah, should they fetter whatever put their trust upon Allah, not upon any others. لا يكون توكلهم على غير الله وإن الله على الله. وهذا لا ينافي توكل على غير الله بما يقدر عليه ذلك الغير. And it does not oppose the dependence on others on what that other can do. بمعنى أنك تطلب من الغير أن يفعل شيئا لك تقول أنا أعتمد عليك بفعل هذا. You ask someone to do something for you and you say I trust you do. هذا لا ينافي إن كان هذا ممن يقدر على هذا الأمر وهو حي حاضر فهذا لا ينافي. And this one you ask or you put the trust with is alive and available, present, and he is able to do what you ask him to do, and you say to him, I put my trust on you. This has nothing to do with shirk. لكن إذا سألته بما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله هذا الشرك. But if you trust him in whatever that only Allah can do, then this is shirk. وإذا سألت وهو غير حاضر أو غير حي فإن هذا أيضا من الشرك. But if you ask him while he's not available, he's not present, or he is not alive, then this is also shirk. قال صاحب التوكل في جميع أمورهم مع بذل جهد في رضا الرحمن. So they did their best, depend on, they did their best to have their trust in Allah in fulfilling everything that pleases Allah, that pleases الرحمن Allah. وهكذا كل مؤمن ينبغي عليه أن يفعل يعمل بطاعة الله معتمدا متوكلا على الله. Every believer has to be like this. Always do the righteous deeds depending on Allah to allow you. Depending on Allah to allow you doing that. That depending on Allah to allow you. لأنه لا يمكن لأحد لا يمكن لأحد أن يكون أن يعمل عملا إلا بعون الله بإذن الله وعونه. فهم؟ فالمسلم ينبغي أن يشكر الله دوما وأبدا. The Muslim has to be grateful to his Lord constantly ويعتمد عليه and trust him, put his trust on him. كما قيل إذا كان شكري نعمة الله نعمة علي له في أمثالها يجب الشكر. As it was said, if the shukr and my gratefulness to for the grace of Allah that He bestowed on me is itself is a grace. لأنه من يهديك إلى شكر الله who can guide you to be grateful to Allah. الله كذلك هو أعطاك الصحة He gave you health فشكرته so you been grateful to him. من جعلك قادرا على شكره who made you to be grateful to your Lord هو الله. إذا حتى هذه نعمة شكرك لله نعمة منه عليك أعطاك الصحة عليك كذلك إجابي هل أنت وأعطى الكافر الصحة هذا صحيح أنا جيب هل تذكر أنت أنت شكرت والكافر لم يشكر you been grateful to your Lord but the kafir did not من هداك للشكر ولم يهديه who guided you to be شكر but not the kafir الله إذا هذه الهداية إذا هي شكر تحتاجه هي نعمة تحتاجها شكر نعم ثم قال صاحب التوكل في جميع أمورهم مع بذل جهد في رضا الرحمن والاستريبن and the pleasure of the all merciful. What is the pleasure? How can Allah be pleased with you when you be obedient to them, isn't it? If you are disobedient to Allah, Allah doesn't be pleased with you. So it means you have to struggle to be upon the obedience of Allah. ولذلك قال الله عز وجل والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين كما في سورة العنكبوت في الآية السادسة في الآية التاسعة والستين منها يا الله تعالى السيد And those who strive in our cause, we will certainly guide them to our path. For verily Allah is with those who do right. Now, the maqam.
عمد الإله على اتفاق حضوره. فتطوعوا في منزل الإحسان
نعم
worshiping the divine believing in his presence thus taking that faith at the station of excellence this is the station known as the station of excellence إحسان which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained as being that you worship Allah as if you see him or if you don't see him he sees you when in person When a person envisages his station in all his states, in particular the state of worship, his heart is prevented from turning to other than his Lord. Instead, he is fully content with Allah, focuses his heart upon him, and has spiritual decorum whilst worshipping him, doing whatever perfects it and refraining from whatever mars it. This station is one of the greatest and sublimest of all spiritual stations. However, it requires gradually training the soul step by step. The servant will not cease habituating his soul to it until he is drawn to it and accustomed himself with it. Then the servant will live in the light of his Lord, experiencing joy and bliss in his closeness.
نعم يقول الإمام السعدي رحمه الله عبد الإله على اعتقاد حضوره عبد الإله على اعتقاد حضوره worshiping the divine, believing in his presence. هذا الحضور كيف هو يا إخوان؟ نعم. This presence, what it is? حضوره بعلمه. His presence with his knowledge and awareness. وحضوره بصره برؤيتنا. And his presence by his seeing us. وحضوره بسمعه لكلامنا. And his presence with hearing us. وحضوره بمراقبتنا. And his presence with monitoring us and watching us. وحضوره بنصره وتأييده لأوليائه. And his presence with his support and victory to his أولياء. وليس الحضور الذاتي, but it is not the presence of himself, بحيث يكون مختلط معنا ذاته مع ذواتنا, فإن هذا غير ممكن. وتعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. But his presence is not by himself as mixing with us, because that is not possible for Allah, and Allah is high above, and he glory be he, exalted be he. فإنه آل على عرشه سبحانه علوا بذاته. فبار هي الله تعالى ربي is high above his throne, settled on the throne. وعلمه محيط بخلقه. And his acknowledgement, his awareness surrounds all of his creation. فَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. Nothing can be hidden from him of the matters. وَهُوَ مُطَّلِعٌ عَلَى سَرَائِرِهِمْ. And he is aware even about their secrets that they hide in their chests. وَخَائِلَةَ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. And incision of their eyes. Abdullah. والله سبحانه كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعبده العابدون بذي ثلاثة منازل. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worship by the worshippers in three levels. يعبده العابدون بمنزلة الإسلام. The worshippers worship him in the level of Islam. وَهِيَ الْأَرْكَانِ الْخَمْسَ. And these are the five pillars. وَمَعَ أَدَائِهِمْ لِهَذِهِ الْأَعْمَالِ الْأَرْكَانِ الْخَمْسَ. And by them doing these five pillars, وَمَعَ تَعَلُّمِهِمْ لِمَا لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها وتطبيقهم لها. And by them learning the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and how to do these five pillars and to fulfill them and fulfill them the way Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم fulfill them, يرتفع إيمانهم في القلوب. Their iman increases. فيحملهم ذلك على الاستزادة من الأعمال الصالحة تمثلا. And that will make them increase their deeds of the optional deeds, and that increases the iman in their hearts. حتى تصبح الأركان الستة من أقلوبهم. Up until these six pillars of faith become the matter of filling their hearts. ولا يعني هذا أنهم يمكن أن يكونوا مسلمين وهم غير مؤمنين بأي من الأركان الستة. And this does not mean that they can be Muslims and why or why they might disbelieve even in one of these six pillars. فمن كفر بالله فهو كافر. Whoever disbelieves in Allah, then he is كافر. ومن كفر بالملائكة فهو كافر. Whoever disbelieves in the angels, he is كافر. ومن كفر بالرسل فهو كافر. And whoever disbelieves in the prophets and messengers, he is كافر. ومن كفر بالكتب فهو كافر. So it is who disbelieves in the books that Allah Ta'ala revealed it and sent on His messengers, then he is kafir. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And whoever denies or disbelieves in the year after, then he is kafir. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بِالْقَدَرِ أَنَّ خَيْرَهُ وَشَرَّهُ كُلُّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And the one who disbelieves in the qadr, the good of it, and the bad of it, that all from Allah, then he is kafir. وَلَوْ صَلَّى وَصَامَ. Even if he prays and fasts. وَحَجَّ وَاعْتَمَرَ. And performed Hajj and Umrah. وَأَنْفَقَ الْأَمْوَالَ الطَّائِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And spent the massive amounts of money for the sake of Allah. فَإِنَّا لَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. So that those deeds will never be a protector for him from Allah's punishment. لِأَنَّهُ رَدَّ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْأَرْكَانِ السِّتَّةِ. Because he rejected something of the six pillars of faith. ولكنه ظهير يعمل الأعمال ولكنه يعمل الأعمال الصالحة فيزيد مؤمنا بالأركان الستة فيزيد الإيمان في قلبه. So he will continue fulfilling these five pillars, having the six pillars in his heart. Well believing in them, then this increases the level of belief in his heart. وذلك ما يحمله على خشية الله ومراقبته فإذا قام يصلي. And that will make him always fear Allah and always have yani the awareness that Allah Ta'ala is watching him. And that will make him, whenever he starts to pray, for example, كَأَنَّهُ يَرَى اللَّهَ أَمَامَهُ. It is like if he sees Allah in front of him. لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ لِأَنَّ الَّذِي يَرَى الْمَسْئُولَ عَنْهُ أَمَامَهُ يُحْسِنُ الْعَمَلِ. Because the one who sees the one who is over him in authority watching him doing the work, he will do it on the best way. وَهَكَذَا الْمُحْسِنُونَ. And likewise are the good doers.